Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
At the very beginning of the book of Joshua, we read these words. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you, and do not turn from it from the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This is the book of the law, and it shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go." I mean, that's the refrain. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, we've got to ask how a person takes on a mantle of leadership from a larger-than-life figure like Moses, right? I mean, it doesn't get bigger than Moses. How could anyone step into Moses' shoes and take the Hebrew people where Moses himself was, remember, unable to lead them? How did Joshua, who wasn't even born when the Hebrews escaped from slavery in Egypt, how did Joshua do it? How do any of us tackle challenges that just seem far greater than the abilities we have to bring to bear on them? In verses 6 through 9 that I read, actually read 1 through 9, but 6 through 9, God offered Joshua a very specific mantra and does it three times. It says, God told Joshua, "Be strong and courageous, for I am with you. Be strong and courageous, for I am with you." Three times that's mentioned in a span of three verses. When a biblical author repeats a word or a statement, that's a clue. It's a clue that what's being written is of heightened importance. God wanted Joshua to have a mantra on his lips and on his heart and in his spirit that would encourage him as he led the Hebrew people across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. God wanted that simple statement to run through Joshua's mind when crossing the Jordan River, when entering battle, when besieging Jericho. Be strong and courageous, for I am with you. The only way to fill the shoes of a great leader is to constantly be mindful that one even greater than Moses travels with you. It was God's promise to Joshua, and it is God's promise to you and to me. We need to be strong and courageous, for the Lord our God is with us. So be strong and courageous, for I am with you. Repeat that promise throughout your day today. Let that be what clings in your spirit today. Let's pray. Lord, we so often feel as if we're on our own. We can feel small. We can doubt our abilities. We may seem weak and uncertain so much of the time, but perhaps we are, in fact, all of those things, but you are not. You are everything we need, and in you we find strength and courage. Help us, Lord God, to remember that as we silently whisper that mantra to ourselves, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, you are with me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.